The University of Chicago has canceled classes at its main campus today. The FBI told the school that someone had posted a threat online against the campus quad for this morning at 10 a.m. Over the past few weeks, colleges in Washington and Kentucky have been shut down because of threats, and schools in Philadelphia were on alert because of online postings. But even in the wake of shootings in Colorado Springs and Paris and elsewhere, do these precautions make sense? Chris Ferguson is associate professor of psychology at Stetson University in DeLand, Florida. He's with us. And Chris, do you think that the University of Chicago's cancellation would have happened if it hadn't been for the high-profile shootings we've seen in recent weeks? People are on edge.
Yeah, absolutely they are. I certainly think that the recent shootings and other events that we've been seeing over the last few weeks do play a role in these types of decisions. Now, in fairness, when schools or places of businesses are faced with these types of threats, they're always placed in a situation of trying to decide how credible the threat is and whether it's better to be safe than sorry. And more often than not, universities or schools will generally choose to take a threat seriously. Even though the good news is that the majority of threats like this, do turn out to be pranks or someone who's just angry and wants to get a little bit of attention. So, most threats of shootings or bombings don't turn out to be anything serious. But the reality is that you really never know. So I think that the University of Chicago did the right thing in putting safety first and making sure that there wasn't something serious that was going to happen.
On the same token, we can't live our lives in fear all the time and start canceling the things that we would do because we're afraid of something happening. That's very unlikely.
Yeah, that's absolutely true. And that's where places of business or public events need to really kind of decide these things. There was a recent case just a few weeks ago of the South by Southwest conference, which is kind of like a technology conference, canceled a couple of talks because of threats. And that ended up being quite controversial because, there's that sense of, are you going to start to censor events that are controversial because some people might be upset? You run some risk of actually increasing the rate of threats if you actually reward them.
So how do we get past this moment?
Yeah, that's a great issue. The one thing we have to keep in mind is that these types of, public shooting events, whether it's the terrorist attacks in Paris or mass shootings like in Colorado Springs, they're incredibly traumatic emotionally for us to watch. But we do have to remember that they are also very, very rare. They get a lot of news coverage. They get a lot of attention. But even though it seems like to a lot of people that, gun violence is increasing, that gun violence is worse than ever, it actually isn't. Gun violence has actually been declining in the United States and most other Western nations for two decades. And even on these relatively rare mass shooting events, there's a lot of controversy about whether they're really increasing, and we're really not sure of that. They are getting a lot more attention. And the reality is, we can't live our lives, trying to avoid every extremely rare event that may or may not happen. And going into a societal lockdown and really changing our culture and becoming kind of this, security state, is probably not really worth it, in the sense of it's really not going to prevent most of these instances, and it's going to do a lot of damage to the freedoms we take for granted.
That's Chris Ferguson, associate professor and co-chair of the psychology department at Stetson University in DeLand, Florida. Chris Ferguson, thank you.
Thank you for having me on today.